On our morning show, we're talking to Ed Kinney, who's a part of the Good Old Boys Plow Days in the Reedsburg area. So how many years have you guys been doing this, Ed?
I would say close to 25 to 30 years, but the location that we are at this year, we've been plowing there for the last 15 years.
So tell us about the plow days and what is involved and how it happens on Saturday.
Well, this Saturday at 10 o'clock, we will be plowing out on a field that is mostly like a bean field, and we have tractors and plows that come in, and they can plow. We have a set date on the tractors that is 1976 and older. Because if the 1976 comes into play because of the younger kids that grew up right now and they haven't had the experience like the older generation or my age that have drove the like the U's and M's and the older tractors and stuff, and we're allowed. You're only allowed to have a four-bottom plow. And then usually there's like a meeting of the for all the plow drivers to know what they want, the how everybody wants to do the plowing stuff. And we do allow garden tractors. We do have a certain area set for those. Probably would have a group from Wisconsin Dells that will be bringing their horses in and have two different plows, one bottom plow and a two bottom plow.
Amazing. Sounds like fun. If somebody's listening in the area and they've got a tractor and a plow just aching to get out there and do a little digging, are they welcome?
Yes, they are. And we encourage all the spectators too.
Four bottom or less. So if I come in there with my Super C and a one bottom, I'm all right?
Oh, yes. You are correct. You are right. Even Ron Fruit can bring his Minneapolis Moline U and bring his plow, too.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We could have a plow off on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about the group, the Good Old Boys. Do you do any other events other than this plow day during the year, Ed?
Yes, they do. They get together for the Butterfest Parade, and if there's enough guys that want to show off their older tractors and stuff, they usually have a group that will go through the parade. And then during a couple other events out at the Historical Society, they will have their tractors out for display.
So a lot of them will be a part of the upcoming Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on coming up later on this year, then?
I don't know if all of them will be, but I believe there will be some of them will have their tractors out for display this year.
Why do you think events like this one coming up on Saturday are important to get done?
I think it is really important. It's bringing back how plowing was done in the earlier days. And then if we have families with grandparents with their grandchildren, that the grandparents can tell them how they used to do the plowing with these tractors that are out there right now.
So you must have a pretty good size field to plow in, don't you?
Yes, we do. Actually, we have there's a couple. Well, there's one main field, and then I believe they have two other fields set aside. So if that one field gets done, they can go to another field and stuff like that.
So you got horses, you got garden tractors, you've got full-size tractors, probably some older really old tractors too, don't you?
Yes, we encourage any age of tractor, but has to be 1976 or older. So that is what our recommendations are for this year.
A tractor that was made in 1976, I still consider that a new tractor, you know, and it's 50 years ago.
Exactly. Last year we had a young lad brought in his dad's 806 with a couple bottom plow, and he plowed with them.
No problem pulling a two-bottom plow with that, I don't think.
No.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And the hours, again, on Saturday, Ed?
We start at 10 o'clock, but you can come. We will have a parking area for the trucks and trailers that can park in and unload their vehicle. We will have a forklift there to help unload your plow or your plows to get them off the trailer and bring them over to the field to be plowed.
And if somebody can't be there right at 10, does it go along quite a bit of the day then too?
Yes, it does. We have had people come in a little after 1 or so and come and plow after the lunch break and stuff like that.
What about lunch?
Well, we do have a food truck there at the site. It's called the Flavored Rescue, and they will have the meal for the people to buy from. And also there will be porta potties there. Also, donation cans if you would like to donate toward the fund.
Mm-hmm. What's the address again, Ed?
It is S as in Sam, 2303 Town Hall Road, Reedsburg, Wisconsin.
Hope a lot of people will be a part of it. The Reedsburg Good Old Boys Plow Days, Saturday. Anything you'd like to add today, Ed?
Actually, I would like to thank you personally for all you do for the WRCO radio listening area, because I grew up listening to you since I was probably 5 or 6 years old, because my dad's side of the family is originally from the Knapps Creek area. So that was mostly all the farming area for them.
Well, we appreciate you saying that. And indeed, I've been broadcasting since some of these tractors were a little newer. So look forward to seeing them coming up here on Saturday. Ed, thanks for joining us on the air.
Well, thank you, Bill.